digital entrepreneurs usually fall into one of two camps, the live launch camp or the evergreen camp. But there is a big problem with choosing just one approach to sell your course, membership, or digital offer. If you only do live launches or you only do evergreen funnels, you are missing out on a giant group of potential buyers. I've been able to utilize both approaches in my business using the hybrid marketing method. Tune into this episode to learn what the hybrid marketing method even is and how I have used it to easily make more income and scale my sales. You're listening to the Passive Project Podcast, where we talk about how to build your online business to make more income, more impact, and give you more freedom in your life. I'm Gemma Bonham Carter, business strategist, mom of two, lover of passive income, automation, and coffee. Welcome to the podcast. To dive into this episode with you today. This is going to be something that I'm sharing a methodology with you today, my hybrid marketing method. And I'm really excited to do that because this methodology has been something that I have been using in my business that has really allowed me not only to capitalize on sales and grow my income, but has allowed me to run my business in a way that feels easier. Dare I say easy? I don't know if that's maybe like nothing really is easy necessarily, but it's clear and I know exactly what I need to be doing. And it's a systematic approach that feels really doable for me. So, and I want to share that with you because I think that it's something that we should all be doing. If you sell a digital product, if you sell a course, a membership, any kind of digital offer, you should be using this marketing method as well in your own business so that you're not losing out on potential sales. And I'm going to talk about why that might happen. So there are kind of two types of digital entrepreneurs out there. There are the ones who love the live launch, right? They live launch their offer. It might be a couple times a year. Some of the really big giants in the online marketing space only launch their offer once a year, right? And so the live launch means that there's an open and closed cart for whether it's like 5 days or 7 days or 10 days or something like that, where there's a ton of like hype and excitement and buildup to the live launch. And then there's like a giant flood of new customers and new students into that offer during that time, and then the doors are closed and the product is not available for purchase at any other time, right? It's only available for purchase during the live launch. So that's kind of like digital entrepreneur type number one, is that they love doing these live launches and it's up to them how many times a year they do them. Digital entrepreneur type two are the ones who rely only on an evergreen funnel. So an evergreen funnel is where you have something operating in the background of your business. You've built out this like sales machine, essentially, where new leads come into your business all the time, whether that's through organic strategies or paid ads. They're coming in to your stratosphere and going through, you know, most commonly it's a webinar, and then there's a sales sequence that comes after the webinar that opens the door to the product, and people purchase, whether it's on the webinar or during the email funnel, but they purchase at some point during that evergreen funnel, and then the doors close for each individual person in the funnel. And so, you know, some entrepreneurs just have an evergreen funnel set up in their business and it converts. And so they just drive all their traffic to the evergreen funnel, but they never then live launch. They only rely on the evergreen funnel. And although both of these strategies, live launching and evergreen funnels, can be amazing and definitely allow you to grow a profitable, scalable, amazing digital business, the problem with only doing one or the other type of approach is that you are going to miss out on a giant group of potential buyers if you just do one or the other. And the reason for that is because there are two, just like there are two kind of approaches to marketing your digital offers, there are two types of buyers. The first type of buyer is the buyer who wants it right away, right? They want to solve their problem. They have a felt pain point that they want solved, your product solves that problem for them, and they're going to search you out and find your solution and purchase the product, and they want to solve it, their problem right away. They want that transformation right away, and they want to be able to buy it, you know, in that moment. And buyer type number two are the people who need to think about it. Right? They're the people that need to have built trust with you. They need to have it's the know, like, and trust factor that needs to be built up with them. They need to feel that connection to you. And they are also influenced by the hype of a live launch. Like, they tend to like to think about it, and then during a live launch, you know, get swept up in the excitement and purchase at that point. And they've developed that rapport with you, and they trust that what you're delivering is an exceptional product. But here's the problem. If you only do live launches, you're losing out on buyer type number one, right? The people who want the product right away. Because if you only live launch your product once a year, and all of those buyer type number ones are looking for solutions at the other time of the year, they're gonna go elsewhere if your product is not available to them, right? And then with buyer type number two, if you only have the evergreen funnel, and people come in and go through the evergreen funnel and decide not to buy that first time around, well, you're never capitalizing on launching to those people who actually are your warm, hot leads sitting on your email list, dying to buy your product, right? With those people, like, just because they went through your evergreen funnel the first time and didn't buy, you should not consider that a failure. That's them being introduced to you, being introduced to your product, being like primed. And then this is why I always talk about sending like a weekly email to your list and really building that connection through email marketing. Because if you're sending that weekly valuable email to them, that's like building that connection, you're telling stories, you're offering value, then when you do go and live launch your product, whether that's 2 months later, 4 months later, 6 months later, those people who came onto your email list through your evergreen funnel and didn't buy the first time around, well, they are so ready to buy when you live launch, right? And so if you never live launched, you would be really missing out on those buyers. So this is why you really need to have both methods in your business. Like, if you want to make consistent sales and build the brand recognition around your product, you need to combine live launches with an automated email funnel that converts. And so that's where I landed with the hybrid marketing method that I use in my business. So I was that person who was just live launching. I was on the live launch roller coaster and was looking for a better way because it was stressful and inconsistent. So then I went about my life learning all the things about evergreen, right? And how to build out your evergreen sort of sales system and funnel in the background. And I spent tons of time diving into resources and getting coaching and really understanding how that all works. And I implemented that in my business. And to be quite honest, for a while, I forgot about live launching. Like, the evergreen funnel was working, it was doing its thing. And I was working on other things in my business. And I just kind of put live launching on the back burner. And then what I came to realize was like the amount of money that I was leaving on the table by not also live launching. So that's when I really began to marry the two approaches together and really create this sales machine that works in my business. Like, you guys, this is like smooth like butter. It's like, this is what you want to develop and use for yourself if you sell courses or a membership or any kind of digital offer, because it really allows you to capture both types of buyers. So we can walk through what this looks like at a high level. Okay. So let's say that, let's talk first about the automated evergreen email funnel. Let me walk you through what that would look like. So you're going to have a signature lead magnet. Now, this could be some sort of PDF, downloadable, something like that, a mini course, whatever. But in my experience, the most successful lead magnet, the most successful signature lead magnet that actually converts people into buyers is a webinar. Now, because this is an evergreen automated funnel, this is a pre-recorded webinar. I'm not suggesting that you're going to go deliver a webinar every single day, right? That is not sustainable. So you're going to pre-record a webinar and have that be your signature lead magnet. So people are signing up for some sort of masterclass, workshop, webinar, whatever you want to call it. That's your signature lead magnet. So they come into your email list by seeing that webinar. And that can be, you can either run paid ads to drive leads into that webinar, or you can use all kinds of organic strategies to drive leads into your signature webinar, right? You could be using YouTube videos, a podcast, blog posts, social media, partnerships and collaborations, press features. It's like a million and one things you can be doing to generate organic traffic. I am not suggesting that you go out and try and do all of those things because that would be hella overwhelming. I always say to pick one or two, focus in on those and get really good at those before you try and layer in anything else. So you have your signature lead magnet, which is your pre-recorded webinar. You are advertising that puppy to the world, right? You are getting leads into that webinar. They're signing up for it. They're watching it. And after they've watched, they are taken through an evergreen email funnel, right? You have a sequence of, I don't know, 6 to 8 emails that come after your the webinar that sell your offer, right? So they've watched the webinar. They're getting the emails. You know, the door is being opened to them at that particular time during the funnel. Now, a certain percentage of those people are going to buy right from there. They don't need anything more. They saw the webinar, you convinced them this is exactly what they need to solve their problem. Boom, they're buying, right? Done. But then the other people who don't buy, that's fine. They are going to go off over here into, you know, like Camp B. You got Camp A, your buyers, Camp B, the ones who don't buy, and that's all right. And basically, both groups, actually, you're just going to add to your overall email list, and you're going to keep nurturing them with weekly emails. Like, those are your weekly emails that are sent out, the newsletters to your list that I will say it forever, you guys. I would rather you spend time crafting amazing weekly emails than doing another Instagram story or, I don't know, popping onto your Facebook group for the millionth time. Like, take some of that time that you use on social media and put it towards your email marketing, because I promise it will come back to you in spades. So you're going to be nurturing those people with weekly emails. And then here's the kicker. Then 2 months down the road or 4 months down the road, you are live launching that product. Now, the people who have already purchased through your evergreen funnel, you have tagged them as customers in your email system. So they are not going to get the gajillion emails that you're going to send about live launching. You don't want to bother them with this, right? So they just stay on your regular list to get your regular emails, but they don't need to get all the launch emails. You are going to launch to your all of your non-customers sitting on your email list, and your live launch is going to have that hype, right? It's going to have bonuses. You're going to be doing the webinar again. Like, dude, it's the same webinar. It's the webinar that you use for your signature lead magnet, the pre-recorded one. You can use the same slides for your live launch. You don't need to go reinvent the wheel here. If you want to reinvent the wheel, you could do a 3-part video series. You could do a challenge. You could do something different and fun. I mean, great, go for it. But know that you don't have to. You can just rinse and repeat what you've already done. So you're going to have a webinar. You're going to have bonuses. Like, you're going to be adding bonuses here that are going to add to the urgency to have people want to purchase during that live launch. You're going to be opening the doors, all of this kind of stuff, right? There's going to be a lot of excitement and hype around your live launch. And that is when you are seriously going to convert the buyers who didn't purchase the first time around, but who've been sitting on your list and getting more and more warmed up to you and your work, right? And your offer. And those people are going to be the people who buy during the live launch. So see how in this situation, we are really capitalizing on both types of buyers. We're getting the people who like to make quick decisions, and then we're also getting the people who like to think about it, right? We're capitalizing on them both. So what could this look like in terms of, like, let's say a year at a glance, right? What would this sort of calendar look like for you as a business owner who wants to use this method? Well, first of all, your evergreen funnel is running 24/7. So you've built this thing out, you're driving traffic to it, and this is just running in the background of your business 24/7. So you are starting to get those consistent sales and consistent leads coming onto your email list all the time. So that's just running in the background all the time, January to December. You're not turning that bad boy off. Then you are sending your weekly emails to your list. This is your core connection point to your audience, right? So that's happening on a weekly basis. And then let's say we're sprinkling in your live launches. So let's say you do a live launch in January, you do a live launch in September. Those are both really good months for live launching. Like January tends to be when people have just come back from, you know, the holidays, they're refreshed. It's the beginning of a new year. They're excited about tackling something new. That's a great month to launch. And then September is also a great month to launch because this is when people are coming back from summer holidays. Again, there's kind of this like rush of excitement in September. And it can be a great month for live launching. So let's say you do a live launch in January, a live launch in September, and then maybe you do like a Black Friday promotion, right? Do some flash promo on Black Friday where you add some more bonuses, you open the doors for 24 hours or 48 hours or whatever you want to do, and open the doors during that time too. And if you want to sprinkle in additional things throughout the year, like that would be your main system. But then other things you could do throughout the year are you could do joint venture webinars. If you want to add even more customers, you could be partnering up with other people in your who have the same target audience as you and doing your webinar for their audience. And then usually what happens is they get an affiliate commission of any sales that come through from their audience. But those you could do, I don't know, you could do one a month, you could do two a month, you could get super aggressive with however many you want to do of those, right? To keep bringing in more customers. So this is kind of how you can use both, you know, you don't have to be in one camp. You don't have to be only in the evergreen camp. You don't have to be only in the live launch camp. And this is the thing with, I don't know, this is the thing with like what all the online marketing gurus, this is my problem with them, is that it feels like you always just have to do what they say and there isn't room for doing something else, right? Or taking the best of all of the approaches and kind of molding it into something that really like works the best for you. And I have found that these combining these approaches has really worked well for me because I love having the evergreen funnel running all the time in my business so that I'm always bringing in new students into my programs and always having consistency in my income. That's like a giant benefit. But then the live launches are really, they can be really fun. Like live launches do not have to be stressful or overwhelming. You don't have to do all of the million things that people tell you you have to do in a live launch. I mean, when it comes down to it, you could just repurpose your evergreen funnel, right? You just take the webinar, you take the emails, and you just rinse and repeat them through. And if you want to sprinkle in some extra stuff, well, go live, do some live videos, do like add in all of the social media promo that you want to do, right? Like sprinkle those things in, but you don't have to start from scratch every time. And that's really, you know, I think people get like just overwhelmed or like deer in the headlights about doing launches because they think it has to have the 8-part super polished video series that you see the gurus using. And like, that's all well and fine, but they have giant teams and production teams and all the rest of it, right? And you don't have to have that to have a super successful launch. So that's my method. And this is what I have been using in my business. And it has meant like really, it's been incredible basically for my bank account, you guys, because it has meant that I've had, you know, I have consistency in my income every single month. And then the live launches provide these cash injections. So if you were to look at like a graph of my income over the course of a month, you would see that for the most part, it kind of stays on par. I make a certain amount every day, right? Those are just general customers coming in on a daily basis. And like, maybe it's some recurring revenue from memberships and whatever. So I've got like this like consistent income every day. And then you'll see like one day or a couple days in a row of these like giant spikes, right? And that is when I'm live launching something. And so you'll see like a nice big spike and then it'll eventually go back down to my like consistent thing. But it means that you're getting both, right? You're getting the consistency and you're getting those live launch cash injections, which ultimately you know, mean a much bigger net revenue at the end of each and every month. And you can have a little competition with yourself and like try. I always like to look at my net revenue at the end of each month and beat the previous months, right? Like have a little competition with yourself to see that continual growth month over month. And then if we want to even get like beyond, if you think about, okay, you could do this for your first digital product, or maybe you have like a signature course or something that you're going to do this with, but then you can sprinkle in other live launches throughout the year too. Like maybe you have a mini offer, right? You've got something that's like a really low price thing. It's a $27 or $47 or $97 product that you could sprinkle in some live launches of those throughout the year. Can you sprinkle in some like live launches for affiliate partners, right? Think through what affiliate partnerships you have and how you can do the same type of live launch model, but just launching an affiliate product and sprinkle those in. So I would encourage you to look at your calendar and think, okay, what can I live launch every month? Because if you're live launching something every single month, I promise you, you're net revenue is going to start to go up month over month. And then at the same time, be making sure that you've built out your evergreen machine so that you can be getting those, that consistency in your sales, and also have that be growing at the same time too, because that is going to do amazing things for your bank account. Okay. I promise. So that is the hybrid marketing method in a nutshell, you guys. I hope that's been a helpful episode for you. Maybe you'll need to like hit rewind on this one and listen to it again, just so you can kind of write, I don't know, make notes or something so you can use this in your own business. If you want to know more about this, then I would really encourage you to sign up for the free class that we have. The link is with the show notes to this episode. You can sign up for our free class and I take you through this and a whole lot more when it comes to selling and marketing your digital offers. We talk about like the three big mistakes that I see a lot of struggling digital entrepreneurs making. I talk you through my bucket system for crafting an irresistible offer. There is a lot of good stuff in that free class. So you can head on over to the link in the show notes to sign up for that, snag yourself a spot, and I will see you in the next episode. Thanks for listening.